Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Bobby Portis bringing the energy for the first hour of Kyle Brusten Nortman. If you missed that interview, go to Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you get your podcasts. He's ready for the playoffs. Giannis or not, we know that he's going to be available. If my man can go, he's going to go. 82 games played out of 82, which is a rarity.
He don't believe in no load management.
Load management does not belong in Bobby Portis's vocabulary. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. 800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. And I see a lot of the pack is back on social. Social media letting everyone know that the Green Bay Packers are there for OTAs. And I want to turn it over to our resident NFL expert, because when it comes to OTAs, it can be a touchy subject, coming back to when Aaron Rodgers was not there for Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs when they were rookies, and if that mattered, if that didn't matter. And Rodgers would say, you know, I don't need to be there for, what was it, algebra part one or whatever it is, and they need to be there for when I'm around for part two. I can't teach them that. But this is a different team. This is a Jordan Love-led team with a bunch of young guys who worked out in the offseason with him last year. I'm sure they're going to do the same with our guy Stevie Calhoun from Armed and Dangerous, who's Jordan Love's QB coach. So, Brad, the importance of OTAs to you, because you see conflicting reports about what it means to different players in different franchises. What does it mean to you?
Well, I've been in the locker room, and I always, of course, full-time attender of OTAs and voluntary workouts.
But after getting dropped off by your wife in the car.
That's true. That's accurate for two off seasons. But this Packer team, it is absolutely critical for this young Packer team to be engaged and present at OTAs. Guys, Packers starting OTAs today probably isn't a huge headline across the world of sports, but the reality is, you are building toward the Super Bowl starting today. You have a whole new group of guys, of free agents and guys that are coming in and have left the team. A new culture needs to start being built today. So that's step one, is that culture is being built starting right now. And the leaders of the team will grab hold of that starting today. And if you're not part of it, it is a glaring absence. When Aaron Rodgers didn't show up to the Green Bay Packers once, when you have a superstar don't show up, it is a glaring absence, and there's a void created on your team that just can't be replicated. So from a culture-building standpoint, it's essential. But even more so than that, for this young team, it's always important to get as many reps, to get as many time together as you can. But this young team, they're not short on skills. They're not short on knowledge. They're not short on love of the game and love for another. But you know what they're short on? They're short on reps. They're short on timing work. They're short on continuity and being able to be synchronized with their play. That is the kind of thing that can only come with time. So if you're going to take any bit of this off, you are already starting in a backseat for these young guys that just need reps and reps and reps together. So that's why it's critical that they're all there, that they're all present and engaged. You get a jump on the playbook. You get a jump together. It's no surprise, guys, why Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, why they seem unguardable. Do you know why that is? Yes, they're great, but they have a way of like playing synchronized, right? They do things where they know where they're going to be, unscripted. They know exactly how they're going to be able to create separation, be able to hit it in timing. If you can get there with this roster, with young guys that can get on timing with Jordan Love, defense that can learn a new system, that is where, not fall, but now in springtime, where the Packers can build toward a Super Bowl run. So it's absolutely critical that they're there. That's why I'm keeping my eye on guys who are not there. Who are the guys that aren't necessarily bought in? Who are the guys that don't really think that it's important that they're there? I don't suspect there's going to be many, but if there is a guy there, it's going to leave a glaring hole for this roster.
Well, we will talk to Jason Wilde here on Kyle Brusten Nortman in around 3:30. And to my knowledge, I haven't, like, this is weird, right? Like, OTAs have been a big, like, storyline as it pertains to the Green Bay Packers because of Aaron Rodgers. And since then, it's really just, it would be shocking to see who doesn't show up. Other than last year, I think it was Jair
David Bakhtiari showed up because he had to.
David Bakhtiari showed up because he had to make that money.
I mean, he didn't come to all of them.
Jair didn't show up and he missed $700,000 just by not showing up.
It's crazy to just say no to that money. Utterly crazy. And here's the other reason I know TAs are important. Because Aaron Rodgers is showing up at the Jets one. That's exactly how I know. Aaron Rodgers isn't stupid. Everything he does is for a reason. So that's how you know. If he didn't believe that this wasn't important, he wouldn't be showing up to the Jets. He knows it's important, and he knows that it was a purposefully to the Green Bay Packers to say, I'm not showing up. I'm not going to invest that time to make everyone else around me good, or else he wouldn't be doing it now. So Aaron Rodgers showing up day one, the Jets making a spectacle of it, proves my point on how important these are.
No, it's encouraging to me to see guys like Christian Watson being excited to be around the guys. We know what Christian's kind of been through the last 2 years. But this young Packers team, they are very hungry. They still don't know any better. They're going to show up. You know why, Brad? Because they're just young guys who just love being around each other. You talked about building culture. That is probably the biggest thing the Packers are going to do in this offseason, is continue to build on the culture that they established last year. They all have a common goal in mind, and they're going to work towards that, and they're going to maximize every opportunity. We've seen it. As you talked about, working with Stevie Calhoun out there in Los Angeles or in California with Jordan Love, this team wants to get better, and that's what's encouraging. But then going back to, we just talked about Jair not being there last year. I'm interested to see, will Jair be there this year? We just signed Josh Jacobs. Will Josh Jacobs be there? Because we had other Packers.
Quick on the Jair thing, it's going to be interesting and telling because of what?
Because you have a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. And so that's what I'm looking for, because there may be reasons why he didn't show up. I remember either it was Devin Funchess or Sammy Watkins, who skipped out on the OTA after he got signed by the Green Bay Packers. So it's not out the realm of possibility that a Xavier McKinney might not show up, that a Josh Jacobs might not show up. But if Josh Jacobs is there and Xavier McKinney is there, then that means that the culture that we are setting, the expectation that we are setting with the Green Bay Packers, have shifted. And with the Jordan Love now being the leader of this football team, Josh Jacobs now trying to establish himself to continue to have that C on his chest that he wore in at Las Vegas, to kind of continue to wear that in Green Bay, we're going to find out exactly what type of leader he's going to be. This right here is just going to speak volumes about what this team is going to be come September.
One more thing you learn about who shows up and who doesn't show up in OTAs, particularly this phase one, which is primarily just workouts and some meetings. You figure out, you use the word hungry. I like that word. You figure out who loves the game of football and who loves being around their teammates.
Yeah.
Because this is optional.
Oh, and
right?
Who loves money? If they have
money
bonus.
Doesn't hurt. Money doesn't hurt. And most of the main guys do. This is a very, very common thing that you negotiate. Now, $700,000, that's a nice little treat on your contract. But most guys have this in there. So you figure out who loves money, but also who loves football, who loves to be with their team.
How much did Jair dislike Joe Barry?
That's $700,000 worth.
That's conviction.
We're going to find out how disgruntled he was.
I'm pretty sure I saw Rob Domofsky of ESPN say, I think he has the same roster bonus for this year if he shows up.
That will be fascinating. Because Jair isn't shy about what he does. And I know he's kind of outlandish.
Those chains don't pay for themselves.
They sure don't.
We saw him wearing his chain with his name on it.
He was able to buy the chain without $700,000 last year.
Kyle, you're our chain guy. Our chain's expensive.
The chains I buy are expensive for me, so I'm sure the chains he buy are 20 times how much I pay for mine.
That's it?
I mean, yeah, y'all the mathematician, so.
I was thinking 100x.
Woo! You think he paid $100,000?
So you paid 1,000. Maybe 50x. Oh, wow! I mean, that'd only be 1/7 of the $700,000.
I guess so. I guess that's chump change for just showing up. Jeez, I wish I got a signing bonus or a bonus for
just
showing
to
up
show
here.
Up.
Show up.
He
here.
Can fake an injury, right? He can fake an injury. I'm hurt. Well, and I'm here. Here's $700K.
That's what's so crazy about the vets, particularly that don't go, because the coaches know you are starting at an elementary level, right? I mean, this is a lot of playbook introduction. This is a lot of building strength. So the coaches know that the vets don't need a ton of reps. They know the playbook. They need all that. They go so much easier on the guys that are your superstars, that are your veterans. Literally, you just need to show face. That's all they're asking you to do. Be engaged. So if you actively decide you're not going to show up.
Unless your coach is Tom Coughlin. Didn't we learn about that?
Tom made y'all go?
Well, he can't technically make you go.
But so how did he? When you guys were there, he didn't care who was who, right?
Oh, no, yeah. He didn't care. He wanted everyone there. He made it
known. He famously made the one guy who was hurt, like, retire.
Yeah, that was training camp. That was training camp. So he
still.
Was it's still, but yeah, training. I will say, even then, OTAs, those were the worst. How about this? This is a Tom Coughlin thing. What coaches try to do, they understand players don't really want to be there, right? Because it's spring, it's their kind of off season. So they'll usually put OTA practices like middle of the week. Like, we're gonna go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're gonna get you out Thursday by noon. Mm-hmm. So if you want to fly home, you can fly home. Right, we'll do our workout early Monday or like late Monday night. We'll just try to make this really easy on you to be there. You know when Tom Coughlin scheduled his stuff?
Monday morning and Friday night.
Bingo.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute. So what'd you do in between?
Oh, wow.
Suffer.
Nothing. You had a day off. You had your Wednesdays off, but you couldn't do anything. But he was making sure that you were there. Travel weekends? That's a joke.
Football was supposed to be fun, sir.
Yeah. No. Zero fun,
sir. Kyle. Hopefully Matt LaFleur is protecting the Green Bay Packers like you protect yourself with American Family Insurance.
Oh, I know Matt LaFleur is protecting the Green Bay Packers because I've seen how good that offensive line got. And you should get the offensive line of insurance company, and that is American Family Insurance, who is a proud sponsor of Kyle, Bruss, and Nortman. Listen, since 1927, they have been committed to making life so much better with outstanding home and auto protections. Also, you're free to enjoy your dream. So if you need a home policy, you need an auto policy, don't hesitate to make that call to American Family Insurance locally here in Wisconsin as well. So insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a homegrown company. I will see a lot of American Family Field coming up soon. I can't wait. The Brewers are a fun team. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
There are.
Speaking of fun, cheers to and pour one out. That's coming up next. Then we got Jason Moldy talking OTAs. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Bruss-Dortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you got a
ride. Big guns and a lot of zip ties. So she look like me. KBN Nation, the NBA season is over, but the playoffs are here, and there's no easier way to get in on the action every day than with the Underdog Fantasy and their Pick'em game. It's a fantasy game where you can win real money. Now, there's no NBA game tonight, but you know what? Baseball. Brewers play tonight. I want you to select higher or lower on any of the player stats in the Brewers. I'm excited because you know I got young Jackson Chourio I'm going to pick on. But then also, you have to pick from two teams. So will I pick on Manny Machado? Maybe. Boo him. Christian Yelich for sure. Fernando Tatis Jr. There's so many different things you can do. Pick higher or lower on these player stats. And if these picks hit, you can win up to 100 times your money. Yes, 100 times your money. I can't wait to put my picks in later today. Now, remember, you should download their easy-to-use mobile app right in the mobile store or visit UnderdogFantasy.com and use sign up code KBN. That's promo sign up code KBN, and Underdog will match your first deposit up to $100. Plus, they'll give you a mystery special pick to use on your first pick 'em entry. Remember, that's promo code KBN and get in the game with Underdog Fantasy Sports app. Must be 18 plus and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
The weekend is over, so let's pop some bottles. It's time for Cheers 2 and Pour One Out on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Every Monday, when the weekend passes, we find things to cheers to, we find some things to pour one out to. Let's kick it off with Brad Nortman. Nortman.
The Nortman is back. I saw something over the weekend that I want to cheers to. Correct me if you guys know this name. Boban Marjanovic. Did I get that right?
Marjanovic.
Yeah. Okay. Boban.
Boban. I know him just as Boban. So he's a center that plays for the Rockets. He's in some State Farm commercials, I believe. I don't know. He's in some commercials. Obviously a good NBA player. So he was at the free throw line this weekend. And there was a thing that he figured out that the Clippers fans has. If you miss two free throws in a row, the Clippers fans there get free chicken as a reward. So they're going crazy to try to get him to miss. He missed his first free throw. I believe the game was already won or lost at this point, so it was a lot looser.
10-12-point game. But
yeah,
both teams' fates at 82 games were already sealed.
Yes, so the game in and of itself from a postseason didn't really matter. So he started to realize he missed his first one, not purposefully. He realized if he missed the second one at this away stadium, the entire fans would get free chicken. And they were rooting him, like, hardcore to try to miss it. And you know what he did? He purposely missed that second free throw. So the whole crowd get their free chicken. I got to say, I wouldn't purposely shank a punt so that the visiting crowd could get anything
free. What
if the
game was out of hand?
Mm-mm. Ain't doing it.
He said, not my stats.
Nope, not my stats. Bingo, bango. Ready to go-go. Well, so, that's cheers why you, to Boban.
That's why you weren't a fan favorite.
True. I ain't got to worry about you, the opposing team's fans. Cheers to Boban, though.
We all love Boban. I love the Bucks have the free throw thing here, too, as well, so I give me some free wings every time somebody misses two free throws.
We're aware. You let us know every time
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, I give
right
wings.
Right to it.
Yeah, I go straight there. Always got to go there. Well, my cheers, too, is going to be a little bit lengthy, but I'll keep it tight, fellas. Don't worry about that, because there are a lot of things I want to cheers to. And so I want to cheers to Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, because what a weekend we had. We had the Nicki Minaj concert on Saturday night at Pfizer Forum, where the whole city showed out and they were wearing pink. We had Luke Combs on American Family Field on Friday and Saturday. We had our boy, Mr.
Colby Acuff.
Colby Acuff, who came on.
I hate when he doesn't know the names and he just looks at me and I have to.
And then also, right. I talked about it. My fraternity, 8-5-A, was right here in downtown Milwaukee. And then 414 Day was yesterday and the city showed out for that. What a great weekend of beautiful people, beautiful concerts, beautiful things going on, and beautiful weather in the 414. So my cheers to is to the city of Milwaukee for showing out and showing up and enjoying a safe, happy weekend.
Very good, Kyle. Very good. Very wholesome of you. I missed this last cheers too, and I still have to do it because somebody told me you're an idiot for not doing it. I got a cheers to Bo Ryan. A long time coming. He made it into the Naismith Hall of Fame. Obviously, before Bo Ryan, the 1941 national championship that the Badgers had.
Was he born at that time?
I don't think he was. No. But the 80s and the 70s and 80s, they just weren't great overall. The 90s, there was an NIT and the first NCAA tournament team, Dick Bennett in 2000, but there was really never the sustained success that started with Bo Ryan in 2001 through his 2016 retirement, 2016 of the end of the semester. So, look, from I just mentioned Wisconsin, national championships at Platteville, they've expanded the way that they've been doing this, right? There's leaders of the game, there's fans, there's this, there's that. And so from a coaching standpoint, to know that I was coached by one of the greatest coaches of all time is pretty cool. And I got to chat with him on the banner year, the 2014 story of the Final Four. That's still on podcast, Wisconsin On Demand on the Varsity tab. So just kind of cool. It's one of those like, wow, I'm very lucky. Like that I got to play for someone who believed in me. He played me. Like I was good enough to play for that guy.
Yeah, that's what's up.
He put
super
me out
cool.
there.
Super
what a,
cool.
What a
he told me I was the worst defender to ever play in any of his programs, but we worked through that.
Y'all sure did. He made a great impact.
So cheers to Bo Ryan. Where are you pouring out, Brad?
It's a good cheers to. I'm pouring out to voluntary human activity. I'm going through the airports, right, as I did going out to L.A., so I had to stop in between both ways. Each time I saw the escalators and the human movers, whatever those are called in the airport, that are just like a conveyor belt that you can just stand on.
Oh,
The moving walkways.
Clearly, he doesn't use them.
Those were utterly packed with people, and no one was choosing just to walk normally. Oh, and now, if you've got heavy
suitcases,
it's
called the moving walkway.
Well, it's supposed to be a walk side and a stand side.
But
it's usually not big enough.
But yeah, most people were just chilling, totally chilling, not moving. Escalator, moving walkway.
I want to get that on the poll, Chris, on Twitter at KBNESPN. The moving walkway on the airport. Do you have to walk, or is walking optional?
That's a good one. I would say it's optional, and you can stay or you can walk. And I am actively judging the people that are not choosing to walk. I mean, it's not that far. You just sat on a plane for a while. I just saw too many people sitting back, chilling, letting these conveyor belts just take them where they need to go. Able-bodied people that are just choosing to just let the machine do the work for them. I just couldn't believe it.
Don't realize how good they got it, huh?
Yeah, pour one out for us actually walking and climbing stairs and doing something.
Oh, I know why I walk on it, because, you know, I just can't sit still. You actually have control of your body and your mental function, and you're actually a sane individual. You couldn't just relax and just stand
there? Is he a sane individual? You've seen both of us walk out of AmFam Field like
crazy people.
That is very true.
I'm saying I didn't choose to even go on the walkway. I'm just walking on the side.
Did you walk past them?
I did. Yeah, they were all just sitting there.
I always try to do that.
Flying past them.
I always try to race the people.
Race the people. I try to walk on there. You have an advantage because it moves you faster.
Yeah, but if there's people with bags and they're standing in the way, you get stuck and you can't go anywhere. So I'd rather take my life into my own hands.
When I am walking on a human walkway. What's it called?
The moving walkway.
Jeez. And I walk at my normal pace, which is a brisk pace. I feel like I'm, flying.
Gone. I love it. Well, I got to pour one out to myself, fellas. I'm pretty embarrassed to admit this. So yesterday I went to the mechanic because I had to drop my lady or pick up my lady's car, and it was hot yesterday. And I don't have AC in my car. Now, I haven't had AC in my car for 3 summers. Basically, I met my girl 3 years ago. She's never been in my car when I had AC. I was embarrassed to tell the guy it's been 3 years, but he finally fixed it for me after 3 years because I was too cheap to get it fixed. And I asked him what the issue was, and he said, oh, you just need a Freon. So I paid $20 to get Freon, but I went 3 years without having AC. And I told my brother, he said, bro, something is wrong with you. Because my brother, he drove my car one time, and he literally called me. He said, bro, what is going on? You ain't got no AC. It's hot. I said, you got to roll the windows down, man. He said, oh, no. He said, I'm never driving your car again. But pour one out to me for
$20
suffering.
Oh, my goodness.
For suffering for $20 with my guy. But suffering for 3 years. I'm telling you, I was suffering yesterday. Yesterday, I indulged in too many beverages the night before, and I wasn't feeling like the best. I was fine, but I was like, oh, goodness gracious. I don't want to be in this heat. And so I asked him to fix it, and boy, I felt cold air coming out my car, and I said, I haven't felt this in years. It was hot air.
Wow.
I'm so happy cool. that happened.
Yeah, cool air. So shout out to my guy for
when cheap goes wrong.
Yeah, well, I had just said, you know what? I just don't have AC because the dealership told me it could be the radiator, could be that or whatever it was. It was gonna cost too much money.
I'm all about paying for convenience.
Roll the window down.
That's when Kyle's getting out of the car, sweating from rolling the window down.
For real though, I don't think y'all understand how hot I get in my car.
How are you used to getting your car?
I mean, after yesterday at 2 o'clock, no more. I'm a free man now. AC!
I'd like to pour one out to the Masters. Simply put, it was horrible. It was boring. Now, if you're a golf fanatic, you probably enjoyed it. I like golf. I don't love golf. I like Scottie Scheffler. I think he's great. But you know what he's not? Entertaining. And you know who the biggest entertainer is? Tiger Woods. Do you know what's happening to the biggest entertainer? Father Time is getting him. So if I'm going to...
Elon.
Dang.
Not reliving that one. But it's boring. There's not enough villains. Even Bryson DeChambeau, who was a villain, isn't full villain anymore. Like, it's boring. Scottie Scheffler, like Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, like nobody's entertaining. I want entertainment. And it like the close leaderboard at 6 under, there's 4 guys at 1 point, 5 guys at 1 point. I was like, oh, this could be good. It never was great. There never was that great moment. And guess what? That makes me not excited for any other majors. I had a busy weekend with my girlfriend's family in town, which meant Sunday I was ready to just lounge on the couch. And I could not have been any more disappointed than I was watching the boring Masters on my couch on Sunday.
I mean, there was a real lack of storylines.
Thank you.
And characters. I still liked it, but it's not like...
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
I liked it because I like golf, right, but yeah. I was like, ooh, this could be a great Sunday. And it just was a big dud.
Told y'all you need stars. That's why the
stars and villains.
They need to have the Live versus PGA Tour tournaments.
Ooh,
that's what you need to do. Bring some more juice to this.
And by the way, yeah, they completely kept out any coverage of anyone from Live. They did their best. They didn't show Cam Smith or Cam Young. The Australian, like he was close, didn't show him. Phil,
you saying that's purposeful?
Phil played.
Ooh. Phil played.
Oh, I definitely didn't see.
You didn't
Phil.
Even know.
Yeah, I didn't see any cover.
Exactly.
Of Phil.
So we're gonna do what we're gonna do always. We're gonna make sure we keep everyone happy in the pockets that need to be filled. So there's that. Masters was boring, but what's not boring is when Brad gets a carbless in his hand and you know maybe loosens up and was like, yeah, I was usually pack a week week early, but now I'm going to wait till last second.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real quick way that I can shed off the concerns of my time in L.A. is taking a carb bliss, cheering to that, and pouring it down because it is just so good. And guys, it was such nice weather this last weekend. You know I'm taking my ice-cold carb bliss, putting them outside, and enjoying them in the nice sunshine. Carb bliss hits extra good. Now that the weather's getting warmer, you got the sun shining on you. And guess what? Warm weather, that means beach body. I'm trying to get my beach body going. I don't know about you guys. That's summer body. Carb bliss is going to be guilt-free to help you get there because there's no carbs, no sugar, no gluten, only 100 calories per can, even less carbonation, which means less bloat. You feel better. You look better. There's absolutely no guilt when drinking Carb Bliss, which is my favorite handcrafted cocktail. And honestly, when it comes to flavor, if you've tasted it, you know what I'm talking about. Everyone that's had that first sip is like, oh, okay, this is different. I know what you're talking about now, and I'm especially enjoying the fruit flavors right now with the warm weather, like lemon lime, pineapple, black cherry, and cranberry. The classic cocktails always have a special place in my heart, like margarita, Moscow Mule, and Paloma. But man, whatever kind of carbless you're drinking, you feel good, you look good, you taste good. Everything about it is delicious. I want you to figure out why Liss is more like I have and find them carbless online and at retailers near you.
Jason Wilde joins us next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
So tell me now, do you want it? Because these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. We are not KBL. We are KBN, and that N is back. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, 800-990-3776. And joining us now is Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch, which you can hear across these various stations from 9 to noon. Jason, good day.
Hello. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. You know, and it's interesting because it's OTA day one, and there's not a lot of news.
Off-season program day one.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, Jason, we're gonna be to make sure we call it everything correctly by the CBA.
Yep, that's what we do here.
Off-season okay. Program day one.
Okay, there
and in off-season program day one, obviously Aaron Rodgers showed up to the Jets, and you know that doesn't matter to me anymore. But I just am curious.
Other than mentioning it,
I mean, of course. I think it's worth mentioning.
He cheated the Packers. That's what,
see?
That's what he's
trying to say. People like Kyle.
Cheated us.
He
knew what he was doing, Jason.
Yeah.
My question to you is there any news?
No, they're working out all together. It's great. Like, it's great that Jordan Love is there, but did we really think Jordan Love wasn't going to be there? Like, I don't, as great as he was during the last 9-10 games, like, he's not, like, in a position of not becoming to the off-season program as a leader, all the other stuff. So I'm not, like, unless there was some sort of, and I don't think there was from what I understand, unless there was some sort of, like, major contract dispute, like Justin Jefferson not coming to Minnesota. No, it's the gang's all here, and it's great. And they're all, you know, getting reacquainted, and their social media team is out there with the video camera when everybody's walking in, asking them if they're happy to be back. Because, of course, they've got all these players that are veteran enough to say, no, I'm only here because I want to get my workout bonus. Like, no one's going to say that. They're all happy to be here. It's great to be here. Hey! Which is great. I'm glad. I love their youthful enthusiasm and exuberance. But I prefer this over Aaron Rodgers is staying away or... Like, here's a question. Is Keyshawn Nixon there? Like, they only have a handful of veteran players that are probably at a point where they can take the term of voluntary seriously. And so maybe there's a few stragglers that aren't there today. Maybe Preston Smith. I don't know. But, no, it is. You're right. It is not a newsworthy day, and that's quite okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that refreshing? Like, a good thing?
Well, I mean, you know, at this time last year, you know, we already knew that Rodgers had requested the trade or he'd come out of the darkness and learned that they were shopping him, which I found to be somewhat of a disingenuous painting of the situation. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's refreshing. I mean, look, this whole thing has changed. Like, one of my favorite stories is in Mike McCarthy's first year, Al Harris, and this was back in 2006 when, as Brad knows, and maybe Brad saw this change during his time, but he was a punter, so it's not like he had a lot of margin for error to no show. But, like, there was a time where these were voluntary in name only. Like, they said they were voluntary, but no one wanted to risk not coming because it would be held against you. And then somewhere along the way, maybe it was the last CBA or the CBA before that, it became a little more voluntary. And now it's like legit, like there were a ton of guys in the past that didn't come, right? That year that Rodgers didn't come at all, like Adams didn't come and Lazard didn't come and all these guys didn't come. Well, in 2006, most guys came and Al Harris did not show up. And I was told by a source that it was because he was unhappy with his contract. And so I wrote that story in the State Journal. I talked about it on the radio. I think we're in, like, maybe the D-list era. I get to, after the first practice, you know, somebody asks McCarthy where Al Harris was. And he says, well, these are voluntary. And then he pulls me aside and just reamed my you-know-what out. And I was like, he like accused me of making up the story. I'm like, Mike, look, I didn't make up the story. We don't know each other very well. I'd covered him in 99, but I was pissed. And the reason I was most pissed, and I said, you better get your facts straight if you're going to yell at me, which I was pretty proud of because I was not happy. But the reason why I knew that it was 100% an accurate report is because the source was Al Harris. So I knew that Al Harris wasn't happy with his contract because the source was Al Harris. You would think Al Harris would know if Al Harris was not happy with his contract. So my point is that they're not anywhere near that. This is a different era. It's great that they're there. It's great they're there for these workouts and strength and conditioning, needing new strength and conditioning staff. They've changed that whole group. So those are all really good things. But from an actual, like, this is news, I don't think that there's a lot, and quite frankly, I would have liked to have tried to explore that, but they have ceased to make the first day open to reporters. We used to get a handful of players who would speak to us, but Goody doesn't feel that's necessary, so we don't get to do that.
Jason, it might not be newsworthy, but I made the argument earlier in the show that this is critical for this young team, these, you know, I'll not use OTAs, off-season workouts that they have, that
off-season program.
Off-season program that is phased into OTAs. I think it's critical because, look, they're talented. They have a certain level of confidence. They're hungry. But there are certain things that can't be taught except by reps and timing. And that's just synchronized state of play, being on the same page in a lot of ways. All those things that you just can't create except for with time together. So for this young team, if they want to make a splash in the fall, it starts right now. Do you have the same sentiment that it's that critical, like I do?
I mean, I think it's all important, right? Like, I think their connectivity, I think their time spent away. Like, I'll say this, like last year at this time, the group that came back, we all kind of read the handwriting on the wall about Rodgers, obviously. Today's the 15th. It's 9 days before he was actually traded, but we knew it was coming. And Jordan Love made sure he was there. I think he ended up, you know, taking all the guys out to dinner down the street here at like Longhorn Steakhouse or something after the first day. Like, they were working on that connectivity immediately. And so, yeah, that's vital. You know, the workouts, I mean, I suppose, you know, I don't know. I find, and you guys tell me, but I find this, refreshing's not the right word, Ben, but it's, I think it's cool that this team is so young that they have this, it's almost like a college team, right? Like, they're pros now, and there'll be guys that get big contracts and they'll change and all the other stuff that comes with the NFL. But for now, there's still kind of a, I don't know, quaintness to it, that they all seem to get along. They're all kind of the same age. They have the same interests. I mean, you know, even Jordan Love, who's now going into his fifth season, or Kenny Clark, who's going into his eighth season or ninth season, like, Kenny Clark still hasn't turned like 29. Jordan Love is 25. His backup, who is in his second year, is older than he is. Like, they all are in kind of the same age group and have the same interests. I just think that there's a really cool quality to that, and if that gets if that grows from their time together at these practices on a beautiful 70-degree day in Green Bay where they don't actually do any football work, then that's awesome.
Jason, last one real quick before we let you go. During an appearance on SportsCenter yesterday, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported that the Packers are committed to getting something done with Jordan Love. Does this mean Jordan Love and the Packers are already having conversations and all it is the date of, was it May 15th, Jason, where they can have the extension signed? Is it all but just about done? Is Jordan Love going to get this extension and sign it?
I don't, unless something has changed with their parameters of what the money looks like or what his agent and he are looking for, no. Like, look, first of all, and Jeremy does a great job. This is not a criticism of him in any way. He has to fill SportsCenter appearances, right? But they're committed to a long-term deal with Jordan Love. In the words of great American orator Mark Tauscher, no blank, blank. Like, we all know that they want this. So that's not, again, that's not news. If they're close and if they're at a point where, you know, May the 4th be with you is the day that they can, I think the one-year anniversary of that half-measure extension is May 3rd. So I think the first day they can do it is May 4th. But again, what Goody said this offseason was that it was not going to be a fast process. That it was going to take some time, and they're going to look for creative ways to build this contract and all those kinds of things. And despite how much he loves his guy, I do think there is a, hey, he's only had 10 really good games in the NFL, right? And so I do think that they still have to do what's prudent for the team, no matter how confident they are that Jordan is legitimately a very good player, and they have to make sure that they don't overpay him. Now, I saw something that had it at $45 million a year. Like, I don't know about you guys. If you've been listening to our show, Tausch is saying that he should try to get more than Burrow, and he should shoot this, reset the market. I don't believe that. I think 45 to 50 is more per year is more the sensible range to put him in. But, again, it depends on how hardball his agent wants to play it and how much risk is Jordan Love willing to take on, right? Like, bad stuff can happen even during an OTA practice. So if you've got $120 million of guaranteed money staring you in the face on, let's use May 15th as your date, are you really going to hold out to get to like $140 million guaranteed and take the risk that you get hit by a bus crossing Oneida Street or your foot plants weird in the grass at Reinitschke Field and you tear your ACL?
Oh,
like,
Jason,
I'm not a risk taker.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not a risk taker.
that authentic Kyle reaction is so good.
So good.
I mean, you're right, Jason. I would put myself in bubble wrap.
Right. Me too. Me too.
We know you had to get out of here, Jason, so we don't want to hold you hostage here, but we do appreciate the insight, and we do know we get to talk to you on Thursday, so thank you as always.
I am picking up my track athlete, which she did not get any of those genes from me, clearly. So thanks for letting me go, boys. Take
absolutely
care.
Hey, did you say that on air? That would have been... Dang it! That would have been amazing. That's Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch across these very stations from 9 and noon. They are very, very familiar on Wilde and Tausch with Gina Della from Pella, as is Brad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got big things when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And your ordinary space can really be turned into something extraordinary with Pella Windows and Doors. I mean, Ben just bought a new house. He knows all about that and how it can transform your space. It's a luxurious look, sleek design, custom colors to give you guaranteed home to be able to pop, whether it be to entertain or make you feel comfortable. Increase your home value, decrease the cost of your energy bill. It's a win-win across the board. And right now, you can get 0% interest for up to 36 months or take no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book by April 30th. It's kind of like a choose-your-own-deal kind of situation. Both of them are screaming deals for when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Take ownership of your living space. Make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Am I the father? We'll find out. Kyle Brown. Austin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin, Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman all together. I still shocked Brad. I feel like I'm on a game of, it's not a game, I guess it's real life, on Maury. Remember the TV? Is this is Maury still a thing?
No, Maury Povich, that show is off air.
That's sad.
It's a great show.
Was a great show.
Yeah. Wild show.
I don't know if I am or am not the father.
What? Of what?
You are not.
That reaction is so great.
That's gonna be your baby mama running when y'all get the test done.
Legally, I am not the father.
Well, wait a minute.
Explain
now.
To them why, Ben. Yeah. This is absurd. This is absolutely ridiculous.
I've had the form to get notarized since the day of the birth.
And you just haven't gotten it notarized, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
This is ridiculous.
I'm confused.
Only DNA might be able to reveal that Ben Bruss is indeed the father of his daughter. But in the eyes of the government, in the eyes of paperwork, no trail. Nothing to connect Ben Bruss to his own baby daughter because of laziness and because it's inconvenient for him to do it. This is ridiculous. This is your daughter, Ben. This is your daughter.
No, no, no,
she
no.
Needs some,
that's
she
not,
needs
not my daughter.
That's not
we don't know. We don't know.
He ain't the pappy.
We don't know.
I am not the father.
We don't know for sure. The paperwork doesn't make
wait a
it
minute.
Conclusive.
You got wait. I got because I got some brothers that I know that definitely done had some children out of wedlock, and they ain't never talked about getting that notarized. So what you got to get something notarized? I thought you signed the birth certificate. You the daddy?
No, you have to file something, get a notarized. I don't know. I just thought I was gonna be the father too. But then there's some blue form that I gotta get notarized.
Blue form? Yeah. What are they doing in the suburbs? They don't do in Milwaukee. Yeah, I definitely ain't never heard my friends filling out.
This is kind of an important thing. You have to have the paperwork to follow through with this, Ben Bruss. Get your daughter a father.
She can't be a dependent on my taxes till next year anyway.
Oh my god!
And wait a minute. Disgusting. You may not want to sign them blue forms just in case you want to be put on child support.
Well, I need free childcare with my membership at the Prince Club when I do notarize this. Open 24/7. I've done personal training. It feels the best when I walk in there because I know everyone's working towards their better tomorrow. So have the courage to check out the Prince Club, New Berlin, Madison. It's amazing. Free childcare with your membership. As long as you have a kid and you know it's yours. Religion Hamilton up next in Madison. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN. Don't go anywhere.